B-Pod Studios.
Hey! Come on, let's go!
Yeah, let's go!
It's time to go outside and let the sun inside. We'll have so much fun. Hit the road, let's ride.
Yeah.
If you give Rick a podcast,
I'll
take you on a trip.
Where are we going?
And when you're on that journey, you'll probably want to flip. So, if you give Rick a podcast, we'll just fly by.
Let's go!
Ready, set, go, let's start the flow. All you gotta do is tell Rick hi.
Say hi!
Hey, Rick. As your older brother, I think we need to have a talk.
Uh-oh. What did I do? What am I in trouble for?
No, you're not in trouble. I just noticed something, and I wanted to talk to you about it. Is everything okay right now?
Yeah. I mean, yeah? Why?
Well, today when I was picking you up from school, it looked like there was a kid picking on you. Is there anybody bullying you at school right now?
No. I mean, Mark can be a little mean, but I don't think he's bullying me.
Well, when you say that, it sounds like he's kind of picking on you. Does he make you feel bad?
Yeah.
Well, have you told him that?
Not really. I just kind of let him do it, because I hope that it'll make him stop.
Well, Rick, why haven't you said anything to him? I think not saying anything doesn't help it.
Well, he's my friend, and he used to be nice to me, but then I don't know what happened.
Well, Rick, sometimes you need to speak up and tell people how you feel. How about this? I'll pretend to be Mark, and you can tell me how it makes you feel when I hurt your feelings. Okay?
Okay.
Hi, I'm Mark. You're silly, Rick.
Mark, that hurts my feelings. You're my friend, and I just want you to be nice to me. I don't like it when you make me feel sad. So can we just be friends again?
Hey, Rick, that was a great job. I'm really proud of you. Tomorrow at school, I'm going to walk you all the way to the bus stop, and we'll talk to Mark and see if he can stop trying to make you sad. Because nobody should be making you sad, right?
Yeah, right.
Even if it's your friend, Rick?
Even if it's my friend.
You know what? Let me tell you a story about another kid who is hurting her friend's feelings, too.
Pink Tiara Cookies for Three. Written by Maria Dismondi. Illustrations by Carrie Pyla.
Everything was perfect for Sammy before Jasmine moved in. Sammy loved school. She had her favorite teacher and her best friend, Stella, who lived right next door. Now, Jasmine lived across the street, and she was ruining everything.
Sammy, remember there's always room for one more. Think about giving Jasmine a chance. I know it's always hard with three,
Mama said.
We used to call it a friendship triangle, because two would play and one would always be left out. You and Stella need to figure this out,
Mama preached as Sammy complained once again about Jasmine.
I already have Stella to play with, Mama. Stella and I are like mittens. We're a pair. We don't need anyone else. Mittens only come in pairs. With one more, someone gets left out. Besides, we like anything pink and we share all our jewelry. Plus, we have our song, Mama.
Sammy began to sing.
Cookies, candy, chocolate, cake. We're best friends for goodness sake.
Jump rope, swing, and hopscotch too.
There's so much we'd love to do. Stella and Sammy singing by the tree. Mittens come in pairs, just you and me.
Just then, the doorbell rang. It was Stella and Jasmine.
Hi, Sammy. We're playing school. Do you want to play with us?
Stella asked.
Well, who do I get to be?
Asked Sammy.
Jasmine is going to be the teacher this time,
Stella whispered.
But I'm always the teacher. She doesn't know how to be the teacher like I do. Stella, you can't be my best friend anymore if you keep playing with Jasmine.
Sammy whined as she turned and ran up the stairs. The next day at recess, Sammy sat down and Jasmine joined her.
Jasmine leaned over and asked, "Stella invited me over to play after school today. She said we would make her mom's famous pink tiara cookies. Do you want to come?" Sammy didn't reply. She was furious. Stella was her best friend. Sammy was the one who always made the famous pink tiara cookies with Stella and her mom. She didn't want to share her with Jasmine. Was this ever going to end? Sammy stood up to find Stella. She spotted her on the swings and ran as fast as she could to get to her. Before she could get to Stella, Jasmine took the only swing left. Sammy played alone that day. She always had Stella to play with and never had to worry about making new friends. Sammy thought about how she and Stella had made up their own special song to sing on the swings. She decided playing alone was no fun at all. Sammy saw Stella alone, so she walked up to her and said,
"Because of Jasmine, I had to play all alone today. I feel like I'm being left out," Sammy pleaded. "Well, Sammy, it's not fun for Jasmine to play alone either. She's new and doesn't know anyone. You could have played with us," Stella declared.
Back in the classroom, the teacher announced,
"Children, I am choosing your partners for science today. Jasmine, you will partner up with Sammy."
Sammy groaned. Sammy and Jasmine worked on the assignment silently. The teacher gathered the children to go over answers to the experiment.
"Sammy, are mammals warm-blooded?" "No,"
Sammy answered nervously. The class laughed.
"I wasn't even paying attention," thought Sammy. "I was too busy thinking about how I wanted Stella as my partner."
Jasmine tried to help and chimed in.
"What she meant to say is, yes, mammals are warm-blooded."
She smiled at Sammy. After class, Sammy found an empty swing next to Stella.
"Finally,"
she thought to herself. Jasmine walked up to them. Sammy remembered how she felt when she played alone.
"Hey, do you want to swing with us?"
asked Sammy.
"What should we do? There are no more swings,"
Stella whispered.
"There's always room for one more. Let's go over to the tire swing so we can all swing together,"
said Sammy. Jasmine smiled. Sammy smiled too.
"Hey, Stella, let's teach our song to Jasmine, but change the words a little bit."
The girls walked away holding hands as Sammy sang.
"Cookies, candy, chocolate, cake. We're best friends for goodness sake. Jump rope, swing, and hopscotch too. There's so much we'd love to do. Stella and Sammy singing by the tree. Mittens come in pairs, and now there's three."
In the end, Sammy was still Stella's friend, and she had a new friend too. She learned that she didn't have to lose her best friend to make room for one more. Sammy was excited to tell her mama about how she solved the friendship triangle problem. But before she could, there was a knock at the door. Standing before her were Jasmine and Stella with a plate full of the famous pink tiara cookies.
"Yarr, it be me, Captain Weirdbeard, here to show off my mighty pirate ship and my brand new parrot. Say hello, Polly."
"Captain Weirdbeard, Captain Weirdbeard."
"Yarr, and we have a brand new crew member. Aye, matey, step up and tell the crew what your name is."
My name is Chuck."
"Yarr, let's ask me first mate what he thinks. Jack Pigeon, what say ye?"
"Aye, Captain, that not be a very good pirate name."
That's my name, though. That's my name."
"Yarr, but mateys, just because somebody has a funny-sounding name does it not make him a pirate? Now, Chuck, do you like gold doubloons?"
Yeah, gold balloons. Gold balloons."
"Yarr, he likes gold doubloons. And do you like parrots?"
"Huh? Do you like parrots? Do you like parrots?"
I love parrots. Parrots are my favorite."
"So, you like gold doubloons and parrots. The last question. Do you like my peg leg?"
"Yeah, boss, does he like your peg leg?"
I like your peg leg.
Yar, then that be all it take to be a pirate on my ship with Captain Weirdbeard. Pirate members don't tease or make fun of fellow pirate members. We stick together. For as they say, there is no honor among thieves. But there are no bullies among thieves either.
Gee, thanks, boss. I really like that. No bullies. No bullies.
Huh? No bullies. No bullies.
Yeah, boss, we may go and plunder, but we do not bully. Yar, now I have a question for all of you. Do you know how much I paid for this new parrot?
How much did you pay, boss?
Yeah, boss, how much did you pay? Yar, I paid an arm and a leg.
Hey, Maria, thanks for writing that book all about pink cookies. I really liked it, but in the book you use the word include. I think it means to let someone into a group.
So, tell me, Rick, are your friends playing on the playground right now?
Yeah, I'm not included.
And tell me, Rick, how does it feel to not be included?
It doesn't feel good at all, because I just want to play with my friends.
We don't want Rick to be sad. We want him to come play with us.
So you want to include Rick?
Yeah, he's our friend.
Oh my gosh! I'm included, thanks, Maria!
Just remember, the word include means to let someone in the group. And if you want to be nice to someone, you should always try to include them.
Wait! We want to include someone else.
Who?
You!
Yeah, let's play!
Okay. Bye, everyone!
Bye!
Hey, everybody! Thanks for coming over and playing with me today. I really appreciate you being my friend. Aw, don't be sad. You can come over and play again soon. We can learn all about stuff and even hang out with my friend Maria, the nice lady who writes all these books. If you want to read any more of her books, you can go get them at cardinalroompress.com or wherever you get your children's books. And don't forget, like Maria always says,
you are important. Never forget that.
Bye!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.